said.
This was what, during lunch? This was during lunch?
Yeah.
Oh.
So we said like this. That it's a, there's a strange thing over here where Esav wanted him to join him to go back with him. Right? Vayomer Nisav v'nelecha v'elcho l'negdecha. So Esav wanted to go back with him. Now geographically, you have to remember that he had just crossed over the Mavar Yabok, which is on the north of the Yarden, right smack, right around the middle of north of the Yarden. So he crossed over Mavar Yabok, and he sent Malachim. Vayishlach Yaakov Malachim afon of all Esav Achiv Arza Seir Sedei Edom. So how far is Arza Seir Sedei Edom?
That's in the south?
Yes, in the south, about like 90 miles, 100 miles, something like that. So you can imagine how frightened he got when the Malachim came back and they said, So when he saw, he was totally off. He thought he was way down there. Turned out he was all the way up already. So he became unbelievably frightened. Okay? And then, of course, you have the Machlokes Vayishakehu. That some say that he really kissed him sincerely. Some say that it was not a sincere kiss. Question is, the question is, can Esav at some time sincerely express an emotion of love towards the Jews? Rashi says because he was mishtachava so much. But that's a question. You know, something to think about. But anyways, so then he accepted his offering, and he said, Nisav anelecha v'elchu l'negdecha. So where was Yaakov heading? He was on top of the Yarden by Mavar Yabok or Penuel, right? You know what was it? By Penuel, yeah, right. Yeah, so which is pretty close by. So he was heading really to Yitzchak Aviv in Mamre Kiryas Arba, which was Hebron. So he was heading over to the east side to go down to join his father. Okay. And Esav was really heading towards the on the eastern side. Of course, for him, the shortest way would be go down to the eastern side of the Yarden to Edom. So Esav said, "I'll go with you." What he meant was, "I'll go with you to Hebron, and then I'll go by swing around back." Go longer, but swing around back to Edom. So Yaakov didn't want that, for the simple reason that Yaakov felt that if he goes with his brother in front of his father, that's not going to be a situation that lends itself to peace. Of course, it's going to arouse all the bad memories and competition between him and Yaakov, between Esav and Yaakov, and the for the father. So that's why that was the one thing that Yaakov had to avoid at all costs. Okay. So that's why he said, Adoni Adeka Yelodim Rakin, Atzon Vabaka Olos Oloi, Idfokum Yomeka, he makes the call Atzon, we have to go slowly, very slowly. So, Yavano Adoni Lefnei Avdo, and Vani Esnalo Leiti, I'll go slowly. So then Asa said, let me help you appoint some people to go with you. He says, no, I'd rather find favor in your eyes and not make use of you or your men. And Vayashar Bayomo Asa of Ladako Seiro. So apparently he took the east side and went back to Seir. Then it says, the Yaakov Nosa Sukoso. By even low boys, Ulumiknei was a sukos, Alkain Karashim a Mokom sukos. So Rashi says he stayed there for 18 months. And then the next thing was Vayovo Yaakov Sholem Ir Shechem, Vayichan Espenei Ir, he camped in front of the city. Vayiken Eschelka Sasodesh Natasham Lolo, מיד בני חמור אבי שכן במי הקסיטו. ויצב שם מזבח, ויקרו וקרו לכי ישראל. So, what was he doing there? Dilly-dallying in Sukkos? And then in Sholem, and then, I'm sorry, in Shechem, where he bought a piece of the property there. I mean, what was going on there? Okay? So, it's very cryptic. Rashi explains by the Mizbeach, Vayatzav Shem Mizbeach, Vayikralo, Ke'el Elokei Yisrael. So Rashi says, Lo Shem Mizbeach, Kori Elokei Yisrael, because that's about his art. El Al Shem Shea, Kadosh Baruch Hu Imo, V'Yitzilo, Kora Shem HaMizbeach, Al Shem HaNes, Lios Shvacho Shomoko Nizker, V'Kriyas Hashem, Korma, Mishehu Ke'el, Hu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hu Lelekim Leish Hashmi Yisrael. V'chem Hatzin V'moshe, V'yukashmat Hashem Nisi. Lo Sheha Mizbeach Karya Hashem, El Al Shem HaNeis Kar Hashem Mizbeach L'haske Shvach HaShem Ocho. Okay, so Rashi means simply that there's two ways that you can have an appellation. One is where the appellation is essential. Right? Like when you call HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kel. But there's another way where the appellation is just a reminder. Like a person's name is, they call somebody Tzuri Shadoi. So it's not that he is called Tzuri Shadoi. It means that I'll shame to remind him of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is his strength, his rock. Okay? So that's what Rashi means, that when the name of the Mizbeach was Kel Elokei Yisrael. But it wasn't he wasn't referring to the Mizbeach as God. He called it a name that reminded him of the Shvach HaShem Mokom. Okay, that's what Rashi means. A little hard to understand when you first read what it means. But that's what it means. Just like I mentioned, Ramban says, that you call a person a name, or Emmanuel. So it means that the name is a reflection of Shvach HaShem Ocho. Okay. Rabbi Avraham ben Rambam has a different interpretation. And I think his interpretation really can explain what this dilly-dallying was. Okay, and what the nature of it was. Rabbi Avraham ben Rambam says, you see, the way he learns it's like this. Vayovo Yaakov Sholem Ir Shechem. Now, what does Rashi say? Sholem, that like people say, this guy came out between two lions. Afkam Vayovo Sholem Mi Padna Ram Mi Lavon Ume Esav Shem Zdav Gulo Badar. So really, when he ran away from his brother, from Beersheba, and he went to Padan Aram, and he stopped at Beis El, so he was really on his way for an important mission, which was what? Which was to build the Shiftei Koh. Correct? So when did that mission end? So the mission ended when Vayavo Yaakov Sholem Ir Shechem, Sholem Begufo, Sholem Beramono, he escaped the potential tragedies that could have occurred from Esav and from Lavan. So when he came Sholem Ir Shechem, that was the finishing of his mission to create the Shiftei Koh. So therefore, what it says, Vayatzev Sham Mizbeach, Vayikra Lo Kelo Yisrael. So Rabbi Avraham Ben Aram says Vayikra Lo means Lashem Kelo Yisrael. Because until then, what did Avraham call God? Vayikra Sham B'Shem Ad Hashem Kelo. Because that's what he was a Kelo. But the moment he finished his mission, with what? When he arrived at Shechem and he was Sholem and he was complete, so then the mission of establishing the Shiftei Koh, which is the Elokei Yisrael, was completed. So that's why it says, Vayatzev Shem Mizbeach, just like Avram was Matzev Mizbeach. Why? Because Avram and Mizbeach was where he taught people about God. Kelolam. So over here, the moment he saw he came to Shechem and everything was fine, apparently in Sukkos it still wasn't so fine. Because in Sukkos he was afraid to go directly to his father because he thought that might entice Esav, inside Esav. So therefore, what did he do? So he spent time. But apparently he felt that Esav still has his eye on him. What is he doing? Where is he going now? Is he going? Is he going back to my father? Is he? So he wasn't complete until Vayavo Yaakov Sholem Ir Shechem. Then Esav forgot about him already, and the mission was over, and he established the Shiftei Koh. So he established Elokei Yisrael. A new shame emerged in the world. Before he was Kerolam, and then he became Elokei Yisrael. So, as a matter of fact, I wanted to bring a raya from the tefillah on Rosh Hashanah. The tefillah's Malchus. Malocha kolim kolim yedeko pokatof yaltav yelon kol yotzash ki ato yitzarato. Yomar Kol Hashem Hashem of Yapar Hashem Elokei Yisrael Melech. It's a new identity. It's not just the God, the creator of the universe. God who specifically is the God of Hashkochas Yisrael. So the guy now has to recognize, if a guy wants to recognize God, it's not enough if he recognizes the Kel Olam. He has to recognize also the Elokei Yisrael. So it's very beautiful the way Rabbi Avraham Ben Aram has it. And now we can understand also why he bought the field and what his intention was. His intention was to build a Mizbeach and to call out to everybody in the Shem Elokei Yisrael, like Avram did in the other places, in Be'er Sheva and other places. So, but the thing was, so that's why he bought in there. He was going to live there and teach the Elokei Yisrael. But unfortunately, what happened was the incident with Dina. So that short-circuited the process. That prevented him from staying there. So therefore, he couldn't teach the Bnei Shechem about the Elokei Yisrael, and he had to go straight back to. To Mamre Kiryas Arba and Hebron. Okay? But originally, this pasuk is just like all the other pasuk. And this Be'ach is to teach people the ideas. And the idea was that there is an Elokei Yisrael now. And that idea only came to fruition when he reached Shechem B'Shalom. Okay, I just want to mention that. I think it was a very nice show.
Really?
That's a Rav Ramadaram, yes.
So,
yeah, in Sukkos it wasn't Sholem yet. Because you see, Sholem, he was in one piece only in Shechem, only when he came to Shechem. But it's true, Rashi says that he should have done it earlier. But you can't ask Kashrut Rashi on Rav Ramadaram. Okay. But Avraham Ben Aram held that it was more important that once he came Shalem here Shechem, it was more important for him to build up the idea of God and teach the people about the Elokei Yisrael. Unfortunately, it didn't work out, and he had to. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, "Kum alei beisa, Hashem Shem."
Okay. Well, he said that he was afraid about the Yoshua or that they're going to attack him after Shimon Levi. Is that also partially because it's contrary to his real plan was to be God El Shem Hashem, and now they're going to be?
Yeah, the Ramban says that when he was in Sukkos, he kept sending the Milcha. It means in Sukkos he was still involved with Esav, appeasing him, worrying about him. So it was only Sholem in Shechem. And that's where the Elokei Yisrael emerged.
Are you saying that?
Okay, Mendy asked the question that it says about Teitzei Dina Basleya. So Rashi says that Alpi Shafi he Yitzonis Saisa. That's why it says Basleya. How do you know that? Because Shenema Vateitzei Leo Lekrecha. But if you look back on that pasuk, you see on the contrary, and Rabbi Meir mentioned the Chazal that a woman that's it was to her credit that she wanted to have a child from him, she wanted to have another Shiftei Kah, that she had Yisachar, was Yodea Bino Leitim, that a woman that's Taveya, her husband, for Tashmish, L'Shem Mitzvah is the biggest thing. So how could this Midah be, how could this be bad?
Right.
So what we wanted to say was simply a different thing. That really was a Maisa Tzidkis, that she overcame her normal shyness. But the way Rashi's learning it out is from the Lashon of Vateitzei. In other words, why don't I have to say Vateitzei Dina, Leo Lecresso? It sounds like she all of a sudden she went out like a new happening. It should have said Vateilachlo. So Vateitzei is to darshan the two Vateitzeis, Vateitzei Dina and Bas Leo. Why does it say Bas Leo? Because that's why it says Vateitzei before, to show you that these two Vateitzeis are related like Yitzhara, and they both had the same Mita. So it's a separate type of limud that the Rashi is learning. Not that it was bad over there. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay.